Justin's Wrestling Roulette this week. I do warn you, for the first 20 minutes, I actually go out of my mind. It's just something about a shirt. I don't know. The technical difficulties pisses me off. But after that, we get into the life of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Between military school, ECU, and all the eras of wrestling, and the attitude, ruthless aggression, the invasion stuff, Umaga, all kinds of stuff. And watch the video, because there's beautiful pictures to go along with all of it behind me on the TV. And we will get to all of that after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Before you get to whatever you want to say, you know, I must say, shout out to Matty Ice on Good Pods. Appreciate the love. And crazy thought when you think about it, two of them. One, maybe a Katana and Caden, yeah, heel turn on NXT next week and that whole women's tag title elimination thing. I mean, you know, maybe they've had them just losing their mind lately. I mean, that'd be a change of pace. They've been trying to be the really good guys for, you know, years now. Never know. Just came to mind. And it's really, really amazing when you just think about all of it. Like, look how quick, like, in just since WrestleMania, which has been, what, 4 months? Three, whatever the hell it's been.
What are you talking about? It's been 30 days since WrestleMania. It's just the same
The actual WrestleMania, asshole.
Okay.
Between the shirt. And you saw how many times my computer fucked up, so we had to, like, restart it four times. What? Don't get me going. The PG is already going to go out the window. Don't get me going.
Hey, we're in PG-14 era now.
No, we're not. Not till Saturday. Remember that. Let's watch NXT, because then they're talking about beating the shit out of people all the time.
Or anything that involves Maryse wearing any outfit that she's been wearing for like the past 3 months. We're already past that. So
we all saw what that looked like months ago. Years ago, actually. Years ago.
I mean, her Royal Rumble attire when she teamed with Miz against Edge and Beth Phoenix, which, by the way, one of the greatest mixed tag team matches ever. Yeah, I don't care who you are.
Yeah. I just remember when she got naked in like Playboy or whatever it was years ago. Like,
we already
been there, saw that. If you haven't, you're welcome. Go look for it. Bing and Google, they're all there. Anyway, just to look at how, like, Big E went from, you know, fighting for that, the IC title and losing it, you know, defending it to a broken neck that quick. And how quick Apollo Crews went from nothing to having an accent to getting the title at WrestleMania to already being back down in NXT for the last, what, month and a half?
Oh, and don't forget Commander Aziz.
And no one cares about whatever the fuck his name is. No one gives a shit. He's going to get fired in like 6 months. No one cares. When you've been in the company for 2 years and you've had four different gimmicks already, it's not going to work. Sorry, not sorry. Stop ruining my train of thought. I'm already in a bad enough mood as it is. Jesus Christ, this guy. Give him a show and he just walks all over you.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Hey. Danny Amendola retired.
You started it. See, I told you, don't get me going and just, what, anything you say right now will be held against you in a court of law. And you would hate me to show up and just open your front door in the morning and leave for work and I just donkey kick you in the chest. Punt you right in the balls. Say what, now yours are going to be massive too. And then walk away and drape the shirt over your face like they did, you know, Sean at WrestleMania. There you go. Nighty night. Don't can make me. Yeah, those are my thoughts. See, you already ruined my moments. I was just trying to have one lucid moment. Computer sucks. He's showing me a stupid ass shirt. Like they give us, and we're going to TV-14, and all they give us is Mrs. Balls. Like, thanks for that. I'm glad you guys worked really fucking hard on this. See, look. Broke the fourth wall.
Done.
The Miz and his stupid balls. The only reason anyone likes him is when he brings Maryse around. Most people seem to be over even watching him just get his ass kicked. Like, that seems to not even be really, like...
You have to admit, Maurice's purse was pretty funny.
Oh, wait. Even better to that stupid ass shirt. They drug Ciampa into it. The guy that
they don't know what to do with him.
Here's a really good fucking idea. See, I told you what. You couldn't just let me have one sentence. What? It's over now already. How about don't fucking touch it? I know, really hard to, you know, fathom, but when someone's that over for that many years with the gimmick in NXT, how about you just don't touch it?
It's okay. Paul's back in charge.
Let him have a song that doesn't suck. Just let him go in there and find a big fish and send him on his way. And it could work perfectly fine because he can wrestle. He could tell a story in the ring and he could talk better than most of them down there. That's how you do it. Don't do anything.
Hopefully between the elevated viewership of Raw this past week and superstars feeling more relieved and superstars that are gone that actually want to come back now that Paul's in charge.
I don't want to see Michael.
Maybe we'll see Michael Cole
ever show his stupid, worthless, goddamn face ever again. At least everyone else changes their gimmick somewhat when they leave. He is the same scrawny, miserable piece of shit that he was the whole time he was in NXT and the whole time he was everywhere before that. At least everyone else added some wrinkles.
And now AEW.
Yes. My point exactly. He hasn't changed in all the years. He's still the stupid. Look at Rusev, Miro. Look at Aleister. Look at everyone that has gone there and added wrinkles. Cesaro, Brian, Mock. They all added something. He is the same exact character he was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Guess what? If he comes back, I will stop watching just on principle. He's not worth it. He just spent four or five years in NXT, the champion, to tear it apart to then watch his guys leave, and then they rebuild it, so it was all for nothing anyway. Hell, Malakai's still running around with the eye and the makeup and all that around it and added it as a wrinkle to his career. He literally just had this big feud with all of them, and now they're all best friends, hugging and jerking each other off backstage, coming up with stupid-ass storylines. Like, let's do a super kick party every fucking match. And then we're going to have someone come up here and distract you so he can kick you in the balls, roll you up, and call it a day. Like, we didn't see that literally 8 straight matches out of him. Like, that's called talentless. Because when you have to keep repeating yourself like that much to a T, one of them comes down, you kick the guy in the balls, you roll him up. Next week, another match. One of them comes down, distracts. He hits the other guy that jumps up there. Someone else distracts the ref. He low blows him. Lowers the boom. Like, it was the same goddamn thing for at least
he knows how to wrestle. That's about the
only I don't give a shit. Everyone else at least adds something. Lana added more to herself than he has in his whole wrestling career. It's literally the same thing.
About 80 tables.
That's fine. At least it was something. And at least you looked at her every week and the ring went, oh, look, she learned a move. Like, at least by the time she was done, at least she could competently do like 5 things. He literally is worse than Cena. At least Cena brought out a springboard stunner every once in a while, and they're going, where the fuck did that come from? You know, it wasn't like he huffing up Big Show on his, you know, nub nuts on his shoulders.
Edge.
You know, he just did something like you're going, ooh, Adam Cole's literally nothing. It's the same goddamn thing. Like Panama Sunrise. Wow, didn't see. Oh, and look, he lowered the boom after he kicked out. Hey, shocker. Panama Sunrise kick out, low blow, lowers the boom, done. Like it's repetitive and he absolutely sucks. And I hope he doesn't come back. He's, you know, fine. He's talented, but Jesus Christ, he doesn't add anything.
Well, I think
look how much Priest has added just since he just got to the main roster and joined the Judgment Day of Finn. Or Rhea the other day on Raw attacking, you know, Ray and Dom. You know, at least they
have like, wearing an Eddie Guerrero shirt.
He's wearing, he's doing the same moves in the same clothes with the same damn people. Like, Jesus God Almighty. Even Taker and Kane broke up at some point. And it lasted longer than, like, 2 NXT takeovers, and then everyone gets fired. And, hey, your best friend's like, nothing happened. At least Kane and Taker made a story out of it. Jesus, I don't like him. I liked Kyle. I even liked Bobby Fish. I thought Bobby Fish should have gotten better. Yeah, he can I'm sorry, he's worse than John Cena. At least John Cena, yeah. I mean, it might be the same promo, but it's a different promo every time. Kyle's like, he just shouldn't talk. Bobby, yeah. But Adam, like, it's literally the same promo all the time. It's the same moves all the time. There's nothing new in there. There's no, where the hell did he get that from? I mean, Jesus, Cena's adding more stuff to his repertoire, 400 working once every 3 years. Then Adam Cole is working all the time or whatever the hell he's doing because I haven't seen him in a couple months. And now that you brought all of them up and that whole Paul back in charge, people saying they wish they could come back. Like, I just realized I haven't even seen him in weeks. That's a bad thing. When you go away and no one notices a difference, that's called bad in the wrestling world. So I wonder when he's coming back. It's like, oh, yeah, he did go away. My hatred for Adam Cole. There we go. That'll go number one on the goddamn list because your stupid shirt. So you said I'd get pissed off and walk off. What? Now you just have to deal with me being in a bad mood all the time. And again, it's not that he's not talented, but what has he done to evolve? And even R-Truth, who's literally been running around trying to get into the Women's Survivor Series team. Like, Truth, what? This is the women's team. Oh, my bad. Like, at least you're thinking something. Like, there's new wrinkle of just to the level of stupid. It's not literally the same repetitive thing. I mean, Jesus, we'd see Taker once a year, and he'd find a way to add a new piece to the Taker character for how many straight years there? Like, where he just adds a little something. Even in his matches, he was still going, oh, yeah, how about that? You know, like, it's just, how hard is it? And Taker was getting, like, a hip replaced 3 months before Mania, rehabbing and going, and he was still adding new things. Jesus, he's just like his girlfriend. He's good for like 9 things, a finger point. That's it. God knows they're probably going to get the Trios tag titles because why not follow on like the nepotism and just give them everything? Even though the Young Bucks, they're entertaining, but how many super kicks can you throw in one match?
Bro.
Literally. Like, goddamn. That's why I hate them in 4-man tags, because in 8-man tags, because you know exactly how it's going to go. You know, the moves they're going to do, flying over corners. Yeah, they're all going to do the knee strike thing, whatever they call it. Like, it's all going to be the same thing over and over again. Teladeer irritates me. At least we got to see Sky Blue this week.
Happy belated birthday to Paul. Hitting the old 5'3". He still doesn't look 53 to me.
Hey, I wished him one on Facebook, I think twice, and on the Twitter page at least 2 or 3 times. Every time I saw it, I retweeted it. He deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of my things before he went and pissed me off. Triple H in charge of creative. That was one of my opening things I wanted to say, is how excited I am to see what happens. And you just had to
go. Well, that's the thing. A lot of stuff is kind of being shuffled right now. Because I guess they couldn't, like, really, like, definitively.
You know, they only change it, like, what, Monday morning. Like, hey, guess what? Yeah, you're okay. Ready, go. You fix this shit. Like, thanks, guys.
Well, since we're about to jump into, you know, shifts and stuff like that,
I'm sweating.
Today's episode is you know, epic. It's a Thursday. Apologize for the delay on a Wednesday, but this is a throwback Thursday to a man that had started it all and adopted a lot from his father and has created the machine that we all know today.
Anyone knows, it's because yesterday wasn't going very well for me.
This guy.
I mean, I'm sure I have a picture on my phone somewhere. I could, you know, put it behind me.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy with you. It's kind of creepy with you just leaning over and there's Vince standing behind your shoulder. I'm not going to lie with that. Welcome to working in the WWE. You're suddenly just having to suddenly just, like, he's right behind me, isn't he?
He's got a scratch. He's got an itch right there.
See?
Right there.
See? There you go.
But before we hop in here, so at first it was Paul was ahead of talent relations and EVP. Now he's head of creative, which then
and everything else too.
So potentially bumps Bruce Pritchard to interim head of talent relations, which I think that's changed now. I think Paul's like everything besides Nick and Steph at this point. If you're thinking Shane McMahon's coming back, you're wrong. When Vince gave him the boot at the Royal Rumble, Vince gave him like the boot at the Royal Rumble.
Hey,
like, later, see ya, yeah, bye.
But guess what? Vince isn't there anymore.
Yeah, but from what I had gathered, I don't
know. So he pissed off a lot of it. So he pissed off everyone in the building to include talent like Brock Lesnar. I mean, you know, who hasn't ever?
Yeah.
Look at the people that have pissed off Brock Lesnar. I mean, we've seen him come back through the tunnel and literally throw shit, the belt at people. There's your title. And just keep going. What? It's Brock. What? Big angry man. When he gets mad, because you do, but I could just imagine if you really, really hit Lesnar in a match. I don't care what anyone's, oh, I bet there's some guys that, who was I talking to? Wasn't you. Might have been you. Someone talking about how, like, no, it was Upshaw. Saying that, what, Randy Couture back in his heyday, in his prime, when he, you know, years before he ever faced Brock, could have took Brock. Like, Brock right now is, like, and I don't care what they say he weighs, but that's 300 pounds of I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, if you make him mad,
yeah,
he's bigger, he's stronger, and he sure is faster than you.
Yeah. And before Randy Couture is
half of Brock Lesnar
And before we get into Vince here, Reigns is hoping this is the last match with Lesnar because he's that farm boy that likes to get rough. I mean, I don't blame it of him one bit. I mean, we all know Brock is very aggressive, but I mean, and it's the same old shtick. And I know we're going to probably be doing something Saturday for the pre-show. But
hey, maybe if Roman showed up more than Lesnar does, which is just even scary that we're saying Brock Lesnar shows up more than anyone. Like, what a time it is to be alive in wrestling. Brock Lesnar showing up more than some people. Dun, dun, dun. Didn't know that was possible. Like, you know, maybe if you were taking bumps more than once every like 8 weeks, Brock flinging around like a ragdoll wouldn't hurt as much.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The 6-man tag match was great on Raw, which, by the way, I finally caved in and got the minimal amount of channels for cable. So you're welcome, Comcast, you bunch of assholes. But so I'm back on the cable scene live, at least.
I've got TV and Comcast cable. That's an M&M line right there. You're welcome, man. At least back when you weren't. Yeah, he can still make good songs, but half the stuff that comes out of his mouth, highly questionable. But like you didn't see Taker complaining. Taker still doesn't complain after Brock manhandled him and literally severely concussed him.
Taker wrestled with a broken foot in Hell in a Cell.
The guys that are really old, like Ric Flair, I'm pretty sure Brock's first run just got mauled by him.
Yeah. Like, that was a pretty quick match.
Guess what? Like, there are people that actually took ass whippings from Roman. No one cares. You're on a part-time schedule. If you don't want to get your ass beat by him, how about you give it to someone else to be like the man to be in Brock Lesnar's way? You're the one that wanted to be the unified guy. You could have said like that. I'm working like 3 times a year now. What? No. Or how's a good one? Don't unify the title. So then there could be a champion somewhere else. So then Brock could have that title. And then it could be champion versus champion. We wouldn't have to see you until Survivor Series. You wouldn't have to face some champion against champion. You could have done that. But you put both of them on him. Now there's no champions. Now there's no way to save him from. And I'm sure he was being quite legit. Like, I'm tired of getting my ass beat by him. Well,
yeah.
Brock is very physical. What? No one denies that. Ask Theory. But, you know.
And then beats him with a kiss.
That might add, like, that was. If it wasn't for that, like, SmackDown was a way. Just watching him just. You know what? He's going to kill him. Wait, how many times were they. Like, how many times did they tell him he had to get up? Like, because you know, they said after he hits you, the one, like, you got to get up. Like, how many times? Like, just get up. Why? Brock's mad already. What? I'm sure he really did walk out and then came back at some point.
Oh, yeah. He's a hothead.
Brock's already in a bad mood. I mean, like, it's like, get up twice. Can I just get up once? Like, no. Like, can I just get up once? No, you're going to get up 4 times. Thought it was 2. We could make it 5. God damn it. I mean, because you know what? I'm sorry, but that hurt. Never mind chairs and the skateboard for Cora Jade that broke before. The stuff that they make so it doesn't suck as much. Like Brock swinging a briefcase at you and it not caving in. There's not a snowflake's chance in hell that did not hurt.
Yeah,
like that sucked. That was the best part of the whole night, especially when I saw the people online still telling me what they're talking about him walking. I was like, do you realize he was like. He's on SmackDown, right? And they're like, yeah, next Friday. It's like, no, like 8 minutes ago. Like here's the video. You guys just keep living in your own, like, whatever the hell, you're on drugs. I mean, like, you're still commenting and saying he wasn't there. Like, I don't even go on the social media. I didn't watch it live. I saw that he showed up. I mean, if you're on Facebook commenting, no way in hell you did not see.
Yeah.
That ass whooping. And that, my friends, has now got me back into a good mood. See, because I just sat there thinking, going, I mean, it was kind of like when Shanky was getting the shit beat out of him with Drew McIntyre with like, what, 2 or 3 separate steel chairs? I mean, he beat the fuck out of him. I mean, then we finally found out what Shanky's good for. And people in the front row, And all the Mick Foley's losing his mind online. I'm like, I wish you kept hitting him. Like, that was the best part of the whole entire night. What did you see tonight? I don't know, about an hour and 54 minutes of bullshit to include commercials, and then just 6 minutes of Shanky just getting leveled. Getting the living bejesus just beat out of him. Like, he was getting the beats broken off of his ass. Hit the road, Jack, but don't you come back. There's no way that that didn't suck. Like, that was amazing. That was the best part of the whole entire summer. Or winter, whenever the hell it was. I think it was the winter. That was the greatest thing ever. That made me smile so much. Brock and Theory. There we go.
Winter was coming. Winter came. Chair went to Shanky, and it was a great holiday time.
Yeah, like, anyway, though, but like, what I really, like, yeah, I think, though, in that amount of time, though, as we're going back to that, I mean, look how long Big E had his, like, build up his run. He was doing, and then it was, like, just singles guy to IC champion going to be title, and look where he is now. And it's the same thing with Apollo Crews. Like, he was normal Apollo, then suddenly he had an accent 1 week, and suddenly he was IC champion, and a couple weeks later, that was done. No, we didn't see him, and he's right back. Like, they made a lot of changes lately, except I like Apollo being down there because he shouldn't have been called up in the first place.
Agreed.
First time they gave him a character, he came out with a stupid accent, and we're all going, it just keeps getting worse. So, hey, look, everyone, I came back down to earth. See, it just takes Brock Lesnar just beating it. Like, I can go back to memories in my head from Iraq. See him, you know, UFC 100. And he's just sitting on top of Frank Mir, just beating the hammer fist from hell, I believe is how Joe Rogan called it. And then he, you know, took that horseshoe out of his ass. Yeah. Beat him over the head with it. Woo! He's going to
go home and then
he's going to go home and drink Coors Light, not Bud Light, because they don't pay me. And I might even get on top of my wife. Peace! Brock Lesnar, ladies and gentlemen. Like, Jesus Christ, you know, this is why he wasn't allowed to talk ever. Why? That's the one time Brock Lesnar opened his mouth. It was a fluke. I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And then that. Like, you can't even on the DVD. Like, they completely cut the whole thing. If you go on YouTube, you actually have to look to find that post-fight. Like, that was the greatest thing. As your favorite night in Iraq? That one. Actually, that was my second favorite night in Iraq. Because when Chuck went home on leave just to go to the Red Wings Penguins Stanley Cup final game, and that's when the Penguins won the Stanley Cup final in Detroit against them. Like, I got a small piece of joy out of knowing that he went all the way home and spent thousands of dollars to see that, and his team lost. Yeah. Not gonna lie, that was the best one. Anyway, see, I'm good now.
All right, back to the topic at hand.
Yeah, scared of mental breakdown.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon, born on August 24th, 1945.
Thank God you said 20th. I was just going to go, like, shotgun a beer and run away.
a lot of notes. His hand's in a lot of things. I got a lot of notes.
Yeah, his hands were in a lot of things. His hands, they were all up. He didn't know what to do with it. I mean, apparently he was the one guy that knew what to do with his hands.
True.
Jazz hands. God, I'm going to hell tonight. Hello, everybody on Good Pods. What's up? How you doing?
50 Hail Marys, you know?
Realist dude. Realist guy in the room. How you doing?
Early life, actually.
So when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth.
Yeah. Fun fact, did not actually meet Vincent K. McMahon, Vincent J. McMahon, until he was 12. Father left when he was a baby with Roderick Jess McMahon, his older brother. We all know, ran a lot of territories all over the U.S., his father, that is. Which brings us into the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, commentary, interviewing, you know, your basic start out kind of, you know, positions here. Was given a territory in Maine just to kind of see where, you know, the chips lied. Before that, I'm going to kind of be all over the place because I've got like 3 or 4 pages worth of this stuff here.
This is like your hand in actually.
Yeah, well,
but there's more to it.
Yeah, a lot. Fun fact, military school, Fishburne Military School in Waynesboro, Virginia, graduated in 1964. I'm sure you can probably Google one of the images there. Everyone kind of thought he served in the military. That wasn't the case. He went to military school. I guess Vince Sr. just wanted to make sure his ass was squared away.
Did I say what school? Lawrence.
Fishburne Military School in Waynesboro, Virginia.
Military.
Yeah. And then he also proceeded to graduate East Carolina University with a Bachelor of Arts in Business, obviously.
Hold on, let's see. ECU?
Yep.
Not ECW. I don't want to talk about Mr. Band ECW.
And then after that, 1971, assigned territory in Maine, was a play-by-play commentator, replaced Ray Morgan. Never heard of him.
Here you go, everybody, if it's looking at the screen. Well, when I get it going, you keep talking, I'll snap my finger or something. It should pop up. Yeah, there we go. There he is at military school.
Yep.
There you go. You can see it. Hopefully, if you want to see it, I can send it to him. And there's him at ECU.
That's nice.
Which, by the way, world, he didn't age until he hit like the last 6 years. And then suddenly you're looking at him going, damn. Like, Hannah looked at him and went, is he dead? Like, honey, we're not talking about Buster here.
Yep. True.
Well, look at him. Like, he didn't age.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Nice, clean cut. Yeah. Accompanied Vince Sr. a lot to Madison Square Gardens and a couple other things, just kind of learning the rope. At first, he actually wanted to be a wrestler, and Vince Sr. said, no, sorry, not sorry. You're going to college. You're going to, you know, make something of yourself,
that's the right
which
thing.
Obviously he did. So that right kind of brings us into the early to mid 80s. Finally, purchased WWWF from Vince Sr. That was 1982. Kind of started crossing into other territories. That's a very nice picture, by the way. I did see that on her Insta.
I'm here for my people.
So kind of going across the U.S., you know, gathering, you know, some territories up. Eventually works his way into the AWA, which we all know, you know, Hulk Hogan was a part of. All over the different territories, bringing things together. In 82, he acquired Capital Wrestling Corporation, and then kind of brought that in AWA under the branch there. Again, still into the 80s, crossing over different things. One thing he is famous for in the 80s is the 1987 Slammy Awards, his musical number Stand Back, which has been pretty appropriately, you know, recreated by, you know, Triple H, which that was kind of funny. Yeah. Stand Back. Yeah. Which kind of brought into the rock and roll wrestling kind of thing just for a little bit. Nothing crazy.
God bless Sean and that bump.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great DX segment. If you haven't seen that one, new DX, older DX.
Like 07,
old men DX.
Was that 06, right?
I don't know.
Was that 06 or 2010? Or no, sorry, 2009.
I saw him in 09.
2009 was when Vince loved Roosters. Yeah, 09 was the Rooster thing. 07 was the
Cock.
06 and 07. Yeah, yeah.
Doodle-doo.
Yeah.
You know,
And spray painting Jonathan Coachman's pibbly ass.
I saw it live on Raw, which with the whole, so that dancing thing. So that hat, that couldn't have been 09. I mean, it could have been, but, well, we were gone pretty much all of 09, so I didn't get to watch.
Yeah.
That had to be 2010 when I was up with my knee surgery and I was watching it every week because, you know, I didn't have to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning to wake up other grown men. But that, the poop, like watch the stuff from their second run. I'm sorry, but it was more childish, but damn it, it was just as funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just having fun that everyone could enjoy, you know, not like, you know, walking around banana hammocks.
Especially when Sean kicked Stan.
Stan! Boom! And it's one of the greatest segments ever. And there he's just standing there laughing. I just kicked Stan. Oh, papers. Thank you, Stan. I don't know who you were, but damn it, did you take the kick?
Yeah, he did.
You took that perfectly. You're my boy, Stan.
So mid-80s into late-80s, recruited Hulk Hogan. Rock and Roll Wrestling Connection when he worked with MTV, when MTV actually had music television videos. We were there last week. So that brings us into the early 90s. They call it the new generation. Tough times with establishing stuff, just for the simple fact, just for the simple fact that early 90s, a lot of people started to leave. Well, not early 90s, but early to mid 90s, people left for said Ted Turner's promotion.
Early 90s lasted for, you know, I mean, it might, like, it was the same exact thing.
Three years, maybe.
But for how long? I mean, but even when people were leaving, I mean, it was mostly the same stuff until they, so I mean, the early 90s lasted until what, 96? I mean, like, yeah. it was the same thing until suddenly it was not the same thing anymore.
It seemed like 93 to 96 is when Vince was losing talent to Ted Turner. So
But it was still just as hokey like that, like that whole time. Like, so it was, you know, that's what, you know, there was difference between the early and then the mid when they started losing people, but it was still the same exact product. So I just say until they had no choice and they were at their last, like they were, you're fucked. Until they had no other choice, I just consider that all the early stuff until they actually grew up, which they should have done much earlier. For anyone that doesn't know, go back and watch the early Raws when we got, like, you know, the Repo Man and Isaac Yankum and Fake Diesel and I was going to say IRS, but we like IRS.
Yeah, because if IRS can't collect, somebody else will. But anyways, moving on.
Damn it.
So we get into mid-90s, late-90s, our favorite time of wrestling, pre-Attitude Era. It wasn't completely Attitude Era. There's that transition there, which brought us a lot of good memories. a lot of good memories.
I like doing this more.
Where you know, we get the real
there you go.
the Mr. McMahon era is what I you're an asshole.
It was the most overly done anything that year. I mean, that was as bad as and all the gifs of him falling over in the chair. I mean, like gif, I don't care what it is. Like, that was just such pure pure time of wrestling.
So ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous, but it was
God bless you, Stacy Keibler. Jesus.
Yes. God bless you, Stacy Keibler. No nicer word has ever been said in the history of mankind today. God bless you, Stacy Keibler. Jesus.
Sorry, I had to switch over. I had to switch over to Propel from the Terramana.
There you go. There she is, kind of.
We're into the late 90s Attitude Era. Feud with Stone Cold. We get the Corporation with The Rock. The higher power, the Undertaker thing, corporate ministry, good times. even when he revealed himself as a higher power, he kind of had that look.
Please God, watch the video if you're not. You'll understand so much more. Why I'm like, how did he calm down so quickly from being so pissed? Watch the video. What? It'll suddenly all make sense.
So the Attitude Era kicks off with a famous job in Montreal that we all remember. And that's when I think it really kicked off where we got the Mr. McMahon persona. You know, Vince didn't screw Brett screwed Brett. And that, you know, to this day is where I think that really kicked off, you know, I'm McMahon, I'm boss, I say what goes, Jesus Christ.
Keep going, but this is fun. He catches me off guard, and well, guess what?
Game on.
Hey, these are all things that were brought to us by the one and only Vince McMahon. There you go. In case you don't know what's going on there, that's the hand all grown up And there's the poor schlub holding the hand. It's a hand. Thank you, Gerald Briscoe.
So we get past the late 90s, the Attitude Era, great memories. 99
except for the Brawl for All. Except for the Brawl for All. That was their one.
Yeah.
That was their one flub. But I mean, I will give Vince credit.
All because Vince Russo wanted to see JBL get his ass kicked.
I mean, who didn't? I mean, you listen to all the stories that have come out since then. I mean, JBL was the biggest asshole on the whole planet back then. Yeah, like, but, you know, I mean, just ask the, just ask what's their name. It wasn't the mainstream pod. See, I'm doing it again. I'll think of it. It was the ECW tag team. We went over this a few weeks ago. And they just beat the bejesus out of them. Who's beating the hell out of you tonight? Bradshaw and Farouk. Thanks, guys. But I will say Attitude Era, because that was really it before we, get close to that in between that and Ruthless Aggression phase.
Yeah.
Like, I do have to say, for how much control he literally had, like how much of a control freak he was, and obviously still, is to the end for look at the product. I will give him credit for how much creative freedom he gave to everyone
in
that time frame, and said, just go. What if it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, it doesn't, but go. That's why it was the best era. No offense to all the eras before this era. What? That era? Why? Because WCW, everyone was just doing whatever the hell they wanted. WWE, Vince was letting everyone just go. So we actually got to see people actually portray the character.
It was sink or swim, because you actually had competition that was legit.
He let people be themselves, which means they didn't have it wasn't people going out there and you're going, they fed him that one. Why? Because you don't believe a single one. He doesn't feel bad at all. How can you tell? What? Just listen to him talk. What? That's not him. What? No one sounds
prime,
like that.
Prime example, APA. You're going to sit around, drink beer, and
play poker and smoke cigars. And what? You said the hell? That's the best idea ever. They let people do more. And that's what, when I bitch about the programming, which we've heard me, thankfully you got away from wrestling for a couple weeks, but when we heard them get away with it, and I'm barking about it, like we have been, you have been on other pre-shows and post-shows, but before your life got all turmoil, mine turned into, before all that happened and we stopped doing shows together for the longest time, like we did still when we were doing shows, talked about good things, but notice most of the good things were back then just because Vince actually let people be themselves and make the character what they wanted, not 100% whatever Vince wanted the character to be.
Yeah.
And we totally lost that during the PG era. I mean, it was still like Ruthless Aggression still had some of that in there, until they switched to TV, PG, then it was all over. But that was the best. Just like everyone looks back at that with such, they revere it so much just because both companies, there was competition, real competition, like no shit.
Oh, yeah.
And Vince actually let, go of the reins and told people go. And look at how many people flourished and shined, and no one even had big stories then all the time, but they still made it work because they just got to go be themselves and portray it however the hell they wanted to. And Vince said go, and if it didn't work, well, he got up their ass, but he let them be them, and that's why it's the greatest it was. And hopefully it gets back to it. It'll never be that again. We don't live in that moment.
No.
We do kind of live in that world if you think about it. It's even worse off now. Look at all the idiots out there. But but I think it's about to get a lot better.
Yeah.
So carry on.
Here we go from late 99 into 2001. What really sticks out was the WrestleMania 2000 match, McMahon in each corner. You had H, Show, Rock, and Mankind. That was a pretty good storyline.
They put together a great match for who was.
That was like the right before the invasion storyline.
Because I'm not even trying to talk trash on Paul. That'd be White, not Levesque. But I mean, still, he's 7 foot something. I mean, like, even though those guys were strong, doing stuff, to him and still putting on a match without doing the normal, like, monster big guy stuff that they've been doing, stereotypical same thing to every big guy for how many years now? Like, they actually did it in different ways back then. So kudos to everyone involved in that, and for how athletic Show was in order to, because those big guys can't do 90%, like half the stuff he does, especially back then. So I know I keep interrupting, but kudos to all of them for the match that was for, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To do like the big guys back then, like
the only thing I didn't like storyline with that was is when Vince had Linda on drugs and she couldn't make. See, that was kind of. But just
sorry, that her mouth wasn't open. She just
that year, the year of 2000. Honestly, between the marriage, the Stephanie and Triple H storyline was great. The McMahon-Helmsley era thing that ran its course. It was good. Hell, McMahon won the WWF title from Triple H for a short time, and then vacated it, so that was
you're now the proud father of a beautiful baby. Best, sorry, what when they that was the best wedding segment. I'm sorry, what they've tried so many times, what, or 3 minutes, Bischoff, everyone free, what, Kane, come, what, him yelling at her, what, it's over, we are through, and then Vince eats a pedigree.
The only two wedding segments that have been off the charts. Yeah.
Like, I mean, spit like what? Just,
not only did we, how many times did we consummate the marriage? You're welcome.
How many times did we consummate with that whole storyline? Like the way they did all of that.
Well, oh, yeah.
Consummate the marriage.
The build up to Armageddon. Armageddon, yeah. Where Steph turned on Vince, like that was.
I hate you. Except for Triple H's hat that night. Sorry, guy. I don't know why you're wearing funny hats back in that time, but thankfully you got rid of that segment of your life. But that whole thing, again, between consummating the marriage to him telling her we're through because she faked the pregnancy thing to the him putting Trish in a hammer lock just all the way through it all, her turning on him for Jericho, like the way they managed to drag.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I mean, literally, we talk about Kane and Taker for how many years they did it. I mean, look how many years on camera they were still like them, whether they were with each other. It might not have been actively, going on because, she went and did leadership things. He was still wrestling on another brand, so it wasn't like they were always together in the ring like Kane and Taker. But I mean, for how long they drug that out, they were friend or foe, authority, king of kings, that's still. Granted, they weren't out there doing it all the time. It's much harder to keep being character when you're doing it once a year. They got to keep doing it because no matter what, when they were in power, they're still on TV. But that's still one of the best stories they ever told, just because they did give you, especially back in the day, in the time frame you're talking about now, lots of ebb and flows.
Yeah, definitely.
That was some good shiznit.
So then we go into the invasion era here, which was, people just remember like 2001, just that solid year. Honestly, it kind of drug into a little bit of 2002, like midway before we saw Brock and stuff like that. What really sticks out, not only does Paul and Stephanie team up with the WCW ECW invasion.
I just think back to Mick Foley. At One Night Stand. Then. I remember Foley at One Night Stand, run by a true visionary, but. And that is Stephanie McMahon. He gets booed out of the goddamn, Hammerstein Ballroom. God bless him. I don't remember which even. It might have been the first one-night stand. I think it was the second one-night stand, actually. But God bless Mick Foley. What? And ECW is run by a true visionary. And that visionary was Stephanie McMahon. And the cheap pop with his thumb up. God bless him. But, yeah, the big thing, though, that I think everyone shits all over, they do. The invasion angle. I mean, for what? Even though they didn't get the big guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it would have mattered.
No, like.
I don't think, no matter what, when
NWO was brought in, it was brought in at the right time.
It was.
Because I think it would have been overload.
Yeah. Like, honestly,
it would have been like the AEW effect. We have all these people we don't know what to do with.
Would have been nice if we had, how do I word it? Nice if they had, maybe one or two like of the bigger guys. Yes, but I mean they still had Booker. They still had so many guys. No matter who was there, Vince was not going to let it work out any better than it did. And I don't care what anyone says; it wasn't going any better.
You have to look at it. Flair showed up at the right time. Goldberg showed up at the right time.
NWO.
Hell, NWO, and then even Sting showed up. at the right time.
Yeah, when he finally I just think that if he, I'm glad. I can't believe I'm actually saying it. I'm glad that they did it the way they did it.
Yeah.
Because you know, it wouldn't have changed any bit if they had all those big guys there. Vince would have still had everything go the way it was. He just would have made more money on the way out and would have made them weaker. And they wouldn't have nearly as big of an impact because they would have been mixed in with all the idiots. Granted, could they have used people like Taz when he turned and went over there better? Hell yes. Taz deserved better. The guy was still a machine back then. You're welcome. And it's amazing to see your kid holding the FTW title. I do kind of dig Ricky Stark's song now that I've heard it enough times. I look at him and I just want to headbutt him. Like Danny Garcia. Like, you can wrestle, you just don't look like you should wrestle. Like,
yeah.
You know, but great song, but good to see Hook. Even though I look at Hook and I go, how the f*** are you Taz's? Like, but I don't. Like, and I'm sitting there, she's looking. What do you look? Wait, checking him out? I just don't see his dad at all. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, you know, he should have gotten, you know, a better shot. It shouldn't, no offense. It shouldn't have ended with, you know, Stephanie on the apron, him getting low blowed and Triple H winning that match. Like, Taz should have got, like, Vince, for how much he was working with Heyman and them all doing that together, like, he should have gave him that just one. Wonder why? Because it wouldn't have made a damn difference.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's stuff like that that I'm going, and that was even pre-invasion where I was going, you know. But, again, look where they were coming from. Vince was never going to use any of them, no matter who it was. So again, it didn't kill the big guys. And then the NWO came in, you're going, no shit. As he spun around in the chair and there it was on the back of the thing. And you're going,
yeah,
hello. Like that was like, everyone remembers Raw going off the air that way. And you're going, no, I just got goosebumps. You're going, no shit. Like,
like the last, like it's literally the last 30 seconds of Raw, like nothing else.
You crazy son of a bitch. You did it. Suddenly I felt like Ian Malcolm. You know, in the original Jurassic Park, before there were dinosaurs in your backyard. Like, that was the way he did that. Like, it would not have had the impact if it came in during all that. So, again, because you hear them, what Pritchard, all the podcasts say, what if they had those guys? It would have ended the same way, except we would have saw their big guys, their big stars from WCW just getting murdered, and it would have, like, hurt their careers more than them coming in and getting that moment like they did.
Yeah.
I still say Goldberg should have won that chamber match instead of Ric Flair dropping sliding a sledgehammer in, and that's how Goldberg, you know, lost after mauling everyone. I thought that was stupid. The guy kicked through the plexiglass. I mean, but
yeah,
granted, he was angry, but you know, there's stuff they could have done. But they, yes, you're right. Again, I keep rambling, but that's, he's telling stories. I only get so many words. I thought that you're right. Because I hear a lot of wrestling fans, and I'm sure you follow more dirt sheets than I do, and they post stuff like that. So I'm sure you go through more comments than I ever could. Like, people complaining about it. Do you really think even if he had those big guys, Vince would have changed them winning superiority? It was not going to happen. They just would have put down bigger stars. So then their bigger stars would have had less impact. And you would have been, well, you lost these matches. So, yeah, they wouldn't have had anything big.
Yeah.
You know? So you're welcome. Thank God. They didn't have the big guys. You and me around the same age, but when we're watching, we're going, where the f- is everybody? But when you sit back and look at it as an adult, you're going, thank God. What?
Yeah. It would have been overload.
It would have been just, you know, about 3/4 of the guys would have got fired just because he wouldn't have needed them. And then, all those guys still got to have jobs. The big guys still got to come in when they wanted. Even, it worked out.
Even your Chris Canyons and your Chuck Palumbos, like, it gave those smaller guys something to do.
And did, like, you know?
It wasn't just like,
who's better than Canyon? Like, sorry, that was a good Dark Side of the Red. And I even got to say
it was nice. And I know McMahon's not always very nice, but just to give that whole roster of WCW, okay, you're here, make something of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
as we're talking about Chris Canyon, Vince isn't always nice. Coming out of a box and that chair literally folding around his head.
Yeah.
Singing like Boy George. But Vince wasn't always nice. And they could say, no, he wouldn't do that. Vince would do that.
Yeah.
Vince is actually historically known for doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're breaking something up. As I say, what? Is there suddenly, like, So did he get one of them Sonic drinks and now he's trying to pull something out the bottom and he's
No,
just like,
I put three blueberry Jolly Ranchers at the bottom of my tequila.
oh, as I say, did we just get swerved? I'm sort of thinking that what, actually it's a Sonic drink, asshole. I was on the ARC trainer today. I do what I want. Because I was not on the ARC trainer today. I did go outside though, and it was 109. So
That's about how hot the shop was when I was washing cars. So,
it was
and a
92 out.
sauna top, and
Yeah.
a sauna. I didn't even change my gym clothes. I just stayed in
Well,
my gym
see,
clothes.
I can't stay hydrated enough to do that. Like it's like 30 degrees outside. Your whole family this summer is like huddled up around the heater thing. I was in like shorts and a long sleeve shirt going. And we're like, what, do you need a jacket? Like, what? Here, come grab me. I'm like, holy, like, what's wrong with you? I don't know, but I told you what, I sweat in the dead of winter, not wearing anything. But I put on a sauna suit, I'd be in a hospital. But regardless, Vince does mean things. But and he gave Booker a shot. I mean, Booker broke Stone Cold's back. I mean, guess what? It was a freak thing. Stone Cold even said what, I hit the table and slid because he was all sweaty. Skadoosh, which is why he caught it wrong, because he said, well, Booker did everything right. I was just sweaty. So he hit the table and slid. Like even Stone Cold, I've heard him, like down the road, he said, what? Didn't mean to do anything. But he's also said, look what it led to with, him and Kurt Angle stuff, which is still golden. Like so he gave guys shots and look what most of them turned it into. No offense to the Palumbos, Billy and Chuck. I mean, that just happened to work out to give him something, but otherwise, what was he gonna be? Canyon. He was different, but he was never going to fit in that system. Like there was a lot of guys, Helms, he turned into the Hurricane. Like everything's been like guys had to
I
recreate
have to say,
themselves.
out of all the WCW guys, two people that really stick out, honestly, Booker T and Shane Helms.
Mean, like, and the Radicals were all good. I mean, who's ever going to forget Moppy? Moppy, like, no offense to Perry Saturn, whatever, he could be dead for all I know, but and well. Everyone else that came in that group, well, that whole story with the Radicals. But those two made the most out of it and are still there. And he gave, and look, Booker's still like you could tell though, just like Big Show said, he thought his shit didn't stink. And he got there and he was, it was like a whole different world. And
Well, especially
there's
when it went,
very few that
and that's the thing,
wham.
that's why Vince sent Showdown to
Yeah.
OVW to give him a reality check. Like,
Yeah. Throw
dude,
his ass
sorry, not
up.
sorry.
Yeah. But again, like, if that was his big thing and he was champion, think about the guys that barely got TV time. And then suddenly they show up and they're, Sean Stasiak. And so credit people like Booker, who started out first night, broke Stone Cold's back. And look what he turned it into. Shane Helms, still there now, standing outside of WrestleMania, ruining WrestleMania night one. You got to see Samoa Joe in a poncho. Yeah, but yeah, a lot of those guys. I mean, they had because the difference in how it was run, like none of like for the guys that made it, congratulate for the guys that stayed there for more than a year or two and got contracts re-signed, like to go from where they were in WCW and how much they weren't used, so they didn't even have a lot of experience, to making a career for however many years in WWE. Congratulations, because we all heard everyone that came back, even the guys that left, like Kevin Nash that went down there, saying, "Well, it's completely do what do whatever the hell you wanted down there." What there was like. So for the guys that got up there for the first time ever and made something, congratulations. Because again, Hurricane, Molly Holly, everyone, like he comes out the Royal Rumble and he gets a giant pop because we just hear the music going, yes, even though we know he's backstage every single time. Like, there's those guys that have turned it into a whole, I know I'm killing your whole entire show here, but like that was, I don't know, maybe I'm just sentimental. Maybe I'm tired of reading online all the comments. Like, but for the like, don't look about it as bad as you did. It wasn't the greatest, but don't look at it with that much negativity. Like, look how many people made it out of that. And look how many people came from there knowing what the when they got there because they weren't ready for it. Why do you think? Look at all the Hall stuff before he died. Now, all of them admitted that they went there, right? Because they could do whatever the hell they wanted because there wasn't like any rules. And they,
Structure.
yeah, like, so the guys, like, look at how many people got there and made it. I mean, look, sadly, more people came from ECW, like the Dudleys, that didn't really have a big transition because, they couldn't be as violent, but, there was still structure with Heyman somehow. Never thought I'd say that. But the little old ECW in a bingo hall had more structure than WCW. They just didn't have Ted Turner's money. Look, he agrees with me. Look at him, he's smiling. He's happy. Happy, Vince. Well, you're welcome, pal. You're welcome, pal. What? I'll be like this. God, I miss when he used to do that. It made me smile. Poor Ciampa. May he rest in peace. No one can survive.
So that brings us, I'm going to fast forward. I mean, Ruthless Aggression was Ruthless Aggression.
That's going to bring us right there.
So that brings us into the mid-2000s, late-2000s. You have bringing Bischoff in, the two runs with DX.
That run, like, remember that night, though, when he brought in Bischoff?
Oh, my God, were people pissed.
Oh, my God. I remember. Like, I remember Triple H's comeback in Madison Square. Like, I get goosebumps just thinking about the pop that he got. Like, you're sitting there listening going, "What? Like, why does it sound like the music's getting? Okay, why? Like, because the crowd was losing their mind.
Yeah.
Like, that was still the best comeback ever. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Cena was the man. Have him come out at that Royal Rumble. Compare that. Yeah, when he came back, what, 6 months early to the pop that Triple H got in. That shows you the effort with those video packages and when they still did all that, which didn't take long. Especially when they're not doing home videos anymore. Like, you could, like, you know, just look at the pops people got back then compared to, like, Cena coming back just a few years later and everyone's like, woo, but it was nowhere near the level of Triple H.
Yeah.
Guess what? It was the same building, so no one can say anything different about it. But same building. Way different response. Like, Triple H came back. That was still one of the greatest moments in wrestling, I still say. For that era, like, everyone remembers where you were that night. No offense to the New Day when the Hardys come back going, that was a pop. But Triple H, what?
January 7th, 2002, at about
52?
I know he had about
51, 52. I'd say because
it ran over four minutes.
Well, that's when it went to 11:04.
Yeah.
So he came out around 52. He didn't get a word in until like 59. Down, he talked for about 2 minutes.
I was down in Missouri for my older half brother's funeral.
You know, Kurt came out, you know, fist, kick, pedigree on the ropes, what, off TV. Kurt, yeah, but they talked for like two of that. Like, he's entering the Royal Rumble. Dun, 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 dun. It was in there just, motherfucker. And I too am entering the Royal. My first ever is ball. Done. Like, that was 8 minutes of just roof blowing off. Like, that was off. Give a damn what anyone says. That was a better pop than anyone's ever gotten. No offense to the Road Warriors. That might have actually. That was loud. That was. Yeah. Sorry, but I still remember that. Like, if you don't remember that, watch it on YouTube. That's actually in its entirety on YouTube. Just listen to that. You don't even have to turn it all the way up. If you want to turn your sound system up, Vince, turn it up.
Vince is in the gorilla going,
Jesus Christ, but there he is in the headset. Turn it up! And there's something going, sir, we can't turn it the fuck up! As they're all going, they're blowing the speakers out because they can't hear them. Like, that was loud. Yeah. That was scary loud. Again, it still gives me goosebumps. I don't remember, like, there's whole entire years of my life. Thanks to head injuries, I don't remember. That's why I do this, everybody. I remember that pop. Like, that was one of those, what, we all sat there going like this. Wait, what? He's coming back. And we all sat there just, it's not like now. It's like someone making their debut next. And we're all, okay. But Triple H is coming back. What, every single human being, millions.
Yeah.
Of the wrestling fans, thank you for not a million zing me afterwards, dick. But everyone was watching it. Granted, there wasn't social media, but even if there wasn't social media now, no one would pay attention nearly as much. Like, that was one of those, the whole wrestling world was waiting. And that's because of the Creed My Sacrifice videos and all the shit they actually did back then when people cared. Then we switched to the Randy News, RNN.
Actually, it was YouTube, and it was Beautiful Day, actually.
Oh, Stone Cold was My Sacrifice, wasn't it?
No, that was the video. That was for the video package.
There was a cripple that had it. There was a cripple that had one.
It was a video package. It was around 2003 is when they were really promoting the superstars going above and beyond. just the ring. And I remember Undertaker was part of that too, riding down the motorcycle. There was a whole vignette video.
I forgot I was looking at Mark Henry's hand. I forgot there was that. But was it?
Yeah.
And if I hope I'm right, why I was already live and proved you wrong, like someone wrong once. No, I'm like, watch this.
Yeah, the stuff for Triple H, it was you two that was
it's used a beautiful for... day. It was Stone Cold, see? Allegedly. Oh, there's everyone. Yeah. The first one that popped up was whatever. I'll say you're right. It was one of the best video packages ever, though, back then, because they made them. See, I just remember the song and people's faces. I don't know. I just know I remember Triple H trying to bend his leg at the doctor's office with him sitting there going with the little thing to see how many degrees he could get in Triple H's thing. And I've now had to do that 4 times in my life. So I couldn't tell you what song it was. I remember watching the look on his face one way because I've had it repeatedly. Like they're pushed. You know. God, that moment sucks. And now they can't even give you entrance videos. Like, it's just your name.
So that brings us into late 2000s.
When did he switch to TV 14?
2008.
I mean, TV 2000. Yeah, PG was 2000.
Was 2008. 14, yeah,
it was a 14-year thing. I know I did a farewell to it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember the year.
So we get 2007, the whole fake death thing.
I remember that thing. You know what the worst thing was about that? We're talking about when he blew up.
Yeah, that was at the same time of Chris Benoit's death, and they had to completely scrap that.
That was the first time. Minus like when we were overseas, right? The beginning, obviously, they had a show earlier in the year because they do go back twice a year to Wilkes-Barre. No matter how much Roman just says Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, acknowledge me, but they go to Wilkes-Barre twice a year because it makes the money, which is why they're about to go back again already. I looked at their summer, like they released the upcoming schedule, but like that was the first time I actually missed a show there. It was like, God damn it. Like I was actually pissed. That exact moment I saw them. Well, the first one I missed, what, there's an explosion outside. What, at least something exciting would happen in Wilkes-Barre besides carjackings and drug overdoses and all that. But that was the first night. That was the first show that they came, minus when we were gone and all that, that I actually missed a show in that building. And they finally blew someone up. And then, God, that was the one. So there you go, people. Anyone that watched that show, that was the first time I was not at wrestling at home. I still call it home. I haven't been there I haven't lived there in 16 years. That's still home. And that was the first show I missed. And Vince blew up.
Yeah.
And then showed back up 10 minutes later. I think he was trying to give away millions of dollars.
And then fast forward.
Millions of dollars.
I'll get into that. Let's get into that real quick. So that brings us to 2007, where we get the Battle of the Billionaires between one Mr. Lashley and Umaga.
That's a damn shame from the Umaga.
Yeah. Did you see one of the Usos got a tribute tattoo?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like that was.
But anyways, that so was we get a, the whole.
That was a. Never mind the guy that managed him. Whatever the hell he was with this stupid ass Cuban. Well, guess what? That's a fake Cuban. Why? Because if you tried to break real Cuban, Vince would punch you in the face.
Well, just call him Pablo Chacon.
Yeah, but Umaga, like, again, in the family, like, it just.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the big guys. I mean, they all.
Which used to be part of 3 Minute Warning as Rose. Was it Rosie?
I don't know. It was the one.
Jamal.
If it was Rosie or Jamal. I just know one of them became Umaga. And the other one, Rosie was with Hurricane.
Yeah. Rosie was Hurricane. Superhero. Jamal became
Umaga. By the way, both of them were, like, you can look at him and tell that he was related to Roman. I mean, he looks like Roman plus 150 pounds. Like, not trying to even be rude, but that line right there, like, when Umaga died, like, that actually sucked. Regardless, just because all the characters he was and how good he was. Like, he's one of the few people, like, everyone's, you got to be able to talk to, you know, touch the crowd. And Umaga, like, but,
yeah.
Like, no one even remembers the guy that was his manager that was there talking all the time. No one. He was just an asshole in a hat breaking cigars in half. Like, Umaga, the talent that he had to not actually be physically, like, allowed to communicate.
Yeah, it worked.
Like that guy was like that. I'm sorry. Like everyone complains about the like. Wonder why there's so many from that family bloodline. I didn't even mean to do that, but look at them. We got the Yokos, the Wild Samoans, the Rock, Roman, the Usos, Solo. Ajax is in there too. See how nicely I put that.
Tamina.
Tamina's like, just look at them all. I mean, like.
The Rock Starter, which is the first yep. ever WWE fourth generation superstar.
Just now had to already change her name, but you know. Like, just look at, I'm sorry, like Umaga.
Had more, she's had more surgeries than the name changes. No offense to Dwayne's no, daughter.
But like, just look at like, Umaga from that, like the Battle of the Billionaires, regardless of how that turned out with Vince, just with Trump shaving his head all sad face Vince, because we love sad face Vince. Like, he's still the consummate character and professional, even though that gave us do-rag Vince. But, you know, but like Umaga, man, like that guy.
Yeah.
Like that one, like of all, like you're all Eddie. You know, and then we had like Chris, we were all like Jesus Christ because we heard everything that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all, but Umaga, when he went down from that generation, that sucked because no matter what they stuck him in, like he got it. And there's very few people that don't communicate. Hell, there's very few people in Vince's world that don't communicate at all.
Yeah.
That actually like touch the thing and like people, you know, feel it. And he was one of those few and he did. And his manager, again, who remembers him. And he's still, like, Umaga was out there, like, in the rings with John Cena and all those people. I know you're going to look up who his name is because you don't have a fancy screen behind you. But Umaga, like, for a big guy, like, go back. And if you haven't, like, for me and my beard and my misery.
Armando Estelada.
I wanted to call him Armand DeSante, but that was from the Santa Claus when he looks at the list. And I was going, what? That's not it. But... yeah, for not actually communicating at all, no one remember. Like, look at all the times Jimmy Hart was the or Bobby the Brain Heenan was the manager. Like for people, you're going what? Like Umaga, what? That's how you know the manager sucked. No offense to him, yeah. Which is why he didn't do anything else. Like Umaga could connect, and that sucked. I don't know why the two big guys from the family like, but he was so good.
Yeah,
I mentioned 3 minute warning earlier for what whoever what Kane and whoever's. Wedding it was. I don't know. They did so many bad weddings back then. But like that was a shame. Umaga actually that was one of the first ones. Like, never mind. Eddie hurt everybody. But yeah, know, a random one, like Umaga, that sucked. Because yeah. that guy could do anything. And he proved he could do anything. And it was just too soon. Like, and it was yeah. a random too soon. It wasn't like Yoko.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Yeah. It
wasn't like Yoko who ate himself to death and we all saw it coming. You know, it was no offense to Yoko. Again, we all know where I hold Yoko. Like, he was one of the first big dudes that could do. He just came in and did it. Like, and it was perfect. But yeah, Umaga sucked, and that's when we started this long line of people just dying, which absolutely terrible. At least a lot of them you understand from the era they were in. I mean, they were literally just go go go. You know, yeah. wrestling 9 years, million years in 365 days. Drugs, alcohol, like, you know, all of that. You know, you understood why some of them were dying, but, you know, he was one of the first ones of the people that wasn't around back then that died, and you're going, ah, that sucks. Again, proves the bloodline, though. Again, I hate to say it, but pun intended, I guess. I can't say it's unintended, but that family's line is. And, you know, to him, because he was one of the best. He just never got it. He just was in too small of a window before it all ended. I don't remember him getting a 10 belt, though. Bastards.
So that brings us into a quick year after 2008. The illegitimate son, which is Hornswoggle. We all know how funny that turned out.
The anonymous
Raw General. Was it Mr. Kennedy?
Yeah, the anonymous Raw General Manager who was under the ring the whole time. Please, just because I meant. See, this what. They'll never bring it back. We do not need it. It was Hornswoggle the whole time. Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Michael
we'll
Cole,
just let it go.
Michael Cole did not need to win that WrestleMania match.
No. Jesus. But anyways, moving on. So we are into the 2010s here. What really sticks out is Mr. Pipe Bomb himself. 2011 to 2012, the year of Punk, the whole build up of him leaving with the title, which again, don't get me wrong, storyline wise, I did enjoy that. Like, you really
that was one
thought
of the best
that
things that
you
really, guess what?
You really thought Punk was going to leave and just.
And if you listen to it, he wasn't re-signed until that night.
Oh yeah, but like right before the match.
Yeah, like they didn't get him. Well, we'll give you a fine. Like they didn't get him until the the show already started. Like it was already going before he said fine, and he signed on the line. So whatever that satanic bastard behind you did, we will never know.
No,
but you got him to sign.
Hey,
an hour and a half into the show.
He got his ice cream bars.
Yeah, his ice cream bars, and he got to go home. What do you want? I just want to go home for a couple of weeks. Okay, see you later. What? Go. Bye. You know, and then again, Cena got a title reign out of that, which, you know, I still hope he breaks the record just because Rick hopes he breaks the record. But Rick also wants to have another match, so should I really care what Rick thinks? But the Summer of Punk, like, that was...
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't watched any of that, and everyone that compares that pipe bomb says MJF is better, Punk did that on a PG show.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Good luck.
He got to express how he felt, but he still had to keep it inside of a PG thing. He didn't get to just go out there and tell people to go themselves. And obviously, the people were there to beep it. So, I mean, there was the delay. So, we didn't get to hear most of the things coming out of MJF's mouth. Which, by the way, if you don't think it's a work, if it wasn't a work, he wouldn't have shut up for this long. Like, he's home on Long Island drinking a Yoo-Hoo, chilling. Because if it wasn't a work, he wouldn't have gone off social media. He wouldn't just shut up. They can't keep him off of social media. They're physically impossible to keep him, but it's illegal to keep him off of that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a work. Like, if they wanted to surprise us when it was all, like, was it work, we'd have him on there just completely just badge shitting him for all these months, every day. That was the difference. Punk vanished off the face of the planet for, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, nothing. We didn't have heavy social media either.
After the, it's not that hard. I mean, like, he could have, if he had it, he could have still been there going, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, we still have Facebook, MySpace, you know, we still had things. And he could have went on all the media in Chicago. He could have went on Colt Cabana's show. I mean, like, hey, what? Hi. You know, like, he could have done something. It's just like completely having him shut up after cussing them out that bad on Rampage, Dynamite, whatever the hell show it was, and then have him go nowhere. You pretty much killed any chance of anyone. Like, now they're just hoping everyone forgets about it. No one will forget about it. He literally called you a fucking mark. Bring in another WWE guy. Well, don't worry. He did again.
Yep.
Thank God Claudio got... Yeah, thank God he got a title finally. Just wanted to throw that out there. Besides a stupid tag title. But... Yeah, I think it all died. Like, the good stuff died, like Batista said, like, when he got fined for the blood in that Hell in a Cell match, because it needed it. It was a Hell in a Cell match. Like, these events freaked out and finally went, yep, that's how I knew I needed to leave. And, like, now that's, like, when it was still good because of that, Punk's thing, but, I mean, and he didn't lie. I mean, maybe it'll get better when you die, even though your idiotic daughter and your doofus son-in-law will take over, but, well, guess what? Finally, what? Let's see. You got it. What? Maybe he'll come back. Who knows? I don't think he ever will. But
no.
Even though AJ said really nice things about Vince after he left, but what? Didn't he? Oh, hold on. What you're saying? All these. He never did anything bad to you. Didn't he fire your husband on your wedding day? Isn't that a bad thing?
Yeah.
But he never did anything bad to you. It's the biggest day of your life. That one, see? You know, we're just talking and it's all just coming back to me, all the stuff I've seen last week. Because I don't write anything down because I don't think it's fair. If I have any crazy thought, like, I watched NXT today, so I wrote down that stuff. This is printed off yesterday, way in advance. But I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know where MJF is right now, but wherever you are, hopefully you're drinking some kind of beverage and just laughing your balls off all the way to the bank. There's no way, if it isn't a work, are you not, like, saying anything. In fact, I'll just tag him a million times on Twitter. MJF, MJF, MJF. That'll be the description. It'll just be MJF. You know, it'll be... I don't remember if it's MJF or his name, but yeah. I think tag him a million times. At least maybe we'll see if he tells me to golf, because I have to share it for every single link. So, I mean, if he could tag 200 times, maybe.
So that brings us to the end of this here. Obviously, Vince has retired as of a week or so ago. Just want to kind of go over some fun facts of things he's dabbed into. Well, ooh, that was bad.
Well, he's probably dabbing. But anyways, he's probably dabbing. I will say before you do that, XFL sucked. If that's on your list, the first time around, the second time, that was bad timing with COVID happening. Like the second time, the XFL was actually watchable.
And speaking of The Rock
buying it, but it was watchable.
Speaking of a third time, came across dirt sheet stuff about the XFL. Apparently, there is another lawsuit against Vince McMahon. And
a skank to someone there too?
No, it's a lot of
Was it the head? Was it the guy that said that he said he was going to give him this much money to be commissioner or whatever?
XFL trade secrets. Yeah, I don't know how. I mean,
if it was a problem, why are you doing it now when he's getting kicked in the nuts by women?
Yeah, but
The women, I get a whole bunch
of law crap that, you know what, I was going to read women, and I'm just like, you know, there's too much.
The women, him being a scumbag, I get why, you know, they're holding out because, you know, like when he made them sign NDAs and all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like XFL, but there's no NDA for you to come out and say that he completely screwed you during, but unless they did, what the Wall Street Journal would have told us by now. It's amazing how they went from he's not going anywhere to he's retiring and everyone else is in charge within a week, but.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn who's shocked. No one. The XFL was better the second time around. That's what I'm going to give for his stuff outside of wrestling.
Yeah.
WWE films, what? See No Evil and The Condemned were awesome. They did mess some stuff up in The Marine, but it was still a good movie. I've never watched any of them with The Miz. I liked the one with Big Show.
Yep.
I own it. Knucklehead. Hell, even The Chaperone. I enjoyed The Chaperone with Triple H. You know, there were some that were good. I've never watched any of the Miz stuff. No,
yeah. I did watch one with The Marine with Orton.
Yeah, like they've
that done was them. Good.
I will say their movie stuff, they have had some actual really good ones. Again,
yeah.
No matter what you think, what the Big Show did a good job.
I like the one with Keith Lee, the one about the kid with the mask, wears the mask. That my youngest loves that movie. Oh my god, he's watched that like 20 times.
I never even knew they did it. Granted. By the time they came out with that, let's say I was in a different phase in life. I was Professor Xavier around, you know. I was still playing that game at that point, so I didn't give a goddamn what came out. I just wanted to be left alone and wheel myself across the house to pee in a plastic tub that I could dump down the toilet because I couldn't stand. You're welcome, people. That's where I was. Who cares? And by the way, anyone that doesn't like Keith Lee's original song, which Hannah says sucks, you're wrong. That was a good song. Because he was limitless. And he got that from Dusty. So Vince, you shouldn't have taken that away from him. Pay the money. You had record profits. You could have afforded a few extra bucks to not completely fuck that up. Just like no one will survive. Except apparently Ciampa couldn't even either because now he's the Mrs. Lackey, so... Do you go from getting that send off at TakeOver, Triple H giving you a hug and all that to see, we're getting angry again. Let's look back at the TV, shall we?
So
Thank you, Instagram.
Touched on the XFL. I think he's still majority owner as far as the stocks are concerned.
Yeah, I haven't seen him sell off.
I was gonna say, I didn't see anything get sold off.
Yeah, he's still on. So he's still on the board. He's just not.
Yeah.
The head honcho, technically.
Yeah, and co-owns Tap Out Clothing brand. We need that.
I don't know.
So he's still making money.
Well, he's gonna make money the rest of his life. I mean, yeah. But what happened with all, like, now that, because remember, Triple H and Stephanie sold off so many, like, of their shares. Like, how did that work out now?
I don't know.
Who bought? Yeah, because now that they're like, yeah, but now that they're in chart, like, how does, like, do they get given, like, how does that work?
I don't know.
Because, you know, the second you get that spot, you know, their stock option, like, it's just,
yeah.
And I've seen rumors, like, it's just weird. And I saw rumors about The Rock possibly buying it. Everyone goes, oh, he doesn't have the money. It's The Rock. All he has to say is, I'm buying it. But if he buys it, they will come and support him to give him the money he needs. And if he doesn't have the money he needs, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Like, how many, like, you're the biggest actor on the planet. How the fuck do you not have? If that'd be okay. Like, if he did it,
yeah.
He has the ability. But yeah, how does that whole, I don't. Because you mentioned him having that stocks, like Triple H, and like how does, because I know they sold a lot of them off. Like, how does that work? I know maybe we'll find out by next week, you know, but that's just, I never thought about it until you, like, light bulb, because you mentioned, like, how does that work out? That'll be, you know, weird. I'm actually kind of intrigued. I don't know about you to see what happens with all that, because Vince is retired, so he's not the CEO. So I don't, like, how does that work with him having like 51, 52% of this, like, and them having that many, do they, like, it's just so weird. Like,
yeah,
I never thought we'd be here. What, I'm 33, almost 30, really, really almost 34 years old. And this is the first time he hasn't been CEO. So I'm still trying to figure out how this, like, it's been a week, people. Leave me alone. Hasn't even been a week. Jesus Christ, yeah. Thursday. But it's been a week. I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, whatever the hell is wrong with Riddle. I'm trying to figure out how that they even let that happen. Because now all we have is the Usos. And the Street Profits.
All I know is it's either Gargano or Bray. Those are my two wild guesses. Either of them I'd be happy with.
I'd be happy with either, but
and Mr. Rotunda, it keeps being teasing and it's pissing me off. It really is.
That's really why I'm here. What? We haven't heard a word from Johnny. What? Can we please just at least confirm? What? Like, hey, what? I'm in charge now. See you on Saturday. Okay. Yeah. What? Yay. Like, I think, God. It has to be someone now, because you know they're going to have Seth come on and just, like, just get mauled by someone.
If it's not either of them, it's probably Edge.
Let him get mauled by someone. Please don't go back to Edge. Like, that was literally just about a year ago.
I know.
Let it be, like, if you're going to have anyone come out and just beat the bejesus out of him, have it be The Fiend. No offense to Gargano. I couldn't believe him just beating the bejesus.
We're coming up on a year. We're coming up on a year since one said Fiend was let go.
Yeah. I just can't believe Johnny. No offense to Johnny coming out there and just beating Seth that bad. The Fiend showing up and just dropping him. What? Everyone would believe that. No offense to Johnny Gargano. He's not known for just showing up and mauling, like, just being done. Like, Ray shows up, done.
Yeah.
Night. Like, I could believe that. Please, God. Now that he's still looking at me and smiling. See, he thinks it's a good idea. You should just have that behind you all the time when we talk. But Vince likes it. He's like Mikey. He likes it. Yes. It's about time Vince likes something. Besides...
So I'm gonna.
Nice having Don Marie and Joy Giovanni sucking them off, because it sure as hell wasn't Ivory.
So founded Titan Sports. That's actually the old headquarters was established in South Yarmouth, Massachusetts. That was the original headquarters. Titan Sports was that. I want to say it was between 96 and 98. That was. Before it became under, you know, one fell swoop there.
And that was right around, what was that supplement company?
Stacker 2.
No, it was even before that.
Really?
There was one stupid one. God, I don't want to get rid of her.
I know he had a quick stint with. Hold on. Where did he go?
Ico Pro.
Yeah.
Thank you, Google. Never thought I'd say that. Never thought I'd say
also,
that.
He also headed the World Bodybuilding Federation, a short stint, 90 to 92.
That's because they were all on juice. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Look at the size of those guys.
We all know in 01, ECW bankruptcy, finally purchased them in 03.
I wish he would have done more for them to keep them like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's. I came across Dirt Chiarco. There was supposed to be a video game for ECW. And it was. It was this. I forget who.
There was a garbage video game that they did with Roadkill going chickens because you love to just say chickens. Chickens. He says chickens all the time before we get on camera. He's just roadkilling me to death.
Chickens.
This is the first time we've done a Justin's Wrestling Roulette where he did not mention chickens before we went on air because he was just going, guess what? You know, but. Yeah, they had that one. There was all kinds of stuff about it. I think he could have done, like when he knew he was getting the contract with TNN back with the National Network, that whole thing. But like he should have, like with, because he was working with Heyman, like he should have worked with them so they got a contract too. Even though now we got it, we're the only wrestling, like he should have done something so they could have had Monday and they could have gave him something random time just so they were on.
Yeah.
And not throw them off of it, like to keep them going. Cause I think it would have been good for, I mean, look how many of the guys he hired. Look how he hired Heyman. He hired, like, you should have just, what, how much more would it have cost you to let them keep staying on air?
Oh, yeah.
$12. Like they were booming more than ever right then. Like, I think he should have done that.
Yeah. He could have easily quietly purchased ECW and not even, and just kept it between him and Paul.
And no one would have known.
No.
Paul,
not
keep
at
doing
all.
Your shit.
Yeah.
And no one would have known because no one knew he was working with them for that long. So, you know, like that was a secret until what? Recent history, really, comparatively to when he was doing it. It really is recent history that he was on the payroll. Yeah. You know, even though I guess it was the rise and fall of ECW, so that was a long time ago. But like who actually knew the full extent of it? Mm-hmm. You know, he just said, I was on the payroll. Like we didn't hear anything besides that. Like he could have. I think Vince could have done better for that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it could have kept them alive. Because just so we had actual competition. Yeah. Especially on the same network. Like, that would have, like...
Yeah.
Who's doing better? Ready, go. Like, you do whatever the hell you want. We're going to do us and see who wins. Like, that could have been... Like, after WCW is gone, that could have been so good.
Oh, yeah.
Did it happen? No, did Vince want it to happen? Probably not. No matter what he said, I thought it was good. You thought it was good. That's why you let them fold. That's why you bought them out and made sure that it would never come back because WWECW sucked.
Yeah.
I say that from the bottom of my heart. That was terrible. Even though Sandman beating the bejesus out of the zombie, not as good as Shanky getting just mauled.
Yeah.
Like, that was great. What the hell is Shanky good for? Apparently dancing. We figured it out. But until that point, that was the best thing Shanky ever did. And now they're doing Veer saying boo to what's her name. And like he went from being this mauling machine with the Mysterios to hitting on her. Boo is apparently like it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Vince.
Oh, there's only one thing I like to leave everyone with here. And I know you're
chickens.
I know my shirt may offend and make you angry, but it does not deter from the fact that he is married to something like this.
I'd put a better picture up, but Facebook has practices and standards and so I can find the good pictures.
Yeah.
Which is why
I don't care who you say. The one that's on your screen and one on my screen are my two favorites, hands down.
That one? Way better. And see, I'm not putting it all behind me. Why? Because you can see it if you're watching. But that one's just for me. Hey-o.
You're welcome. It's all about the angle that angle.
Let's not say that. It sounds like we're talking about dicks.
Or.
But they aren't. Please don't. It was ending so well. Even though everyone probably loved me just being pissed for 22 and a half minutes.
I know. That was pretty long. I was like maybe like thinking like a 5-minute rant, and that just went completely ballistic.
I was in...
There's your pun. I got a smile out of you.
Went to the same school as Stone Cold. Yeah, that one's better. That one wins. She wins. Because I don't have to see. Because I don't have to see her pull out her little purse and hit someone in the head with it. Because oh my god, there's a brick in it to win the match. Because it's the same thing. Repeatedly. It's kind of like Logan Paul. So I never thought I'd give him credit for anything. Hey, come on, you gotta come out here. You're gonna attack me. What happens here? Just lay on the Miz TV. What? You're gonna run your mouth. You're gonna bring someone out there. They're gonna attack you. We all know what's gonna happen, which is why they should stop doing Miz TV so much. Don't make me go get the head. I have the head lantern. I'm here.
I'm half tempted to go over to storage and grab my mask.
Mine's not so much here or here. And you know what I have that you don't?
We're here. That's all right. I found a couple items.
I found a dreadlock wig. I can get enough hair gel to turn anything into dreadlocks and just walk around Halloween and actually freak people out because I did last year. Like, there he is again. God, we'll never see that again. Too bad.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
We'll be back. What? I figured I was going to talk to you beforehand, but then the TV didn't want to work. I had to restart the computer 4 times. Because apparently nothing wants to work today. Except for
Wednesday
Hannah. She works
Wednesday
today.
Or Thursday.
Mm. Oh, no, but...
Saturday
morning?
Saturday
morning
like
before the gym? Is every time you try to say after? Every time you say after the gym?
It's end of month, so I might be going in the morning to work and then hitting the gym straight after. So maybe early afternoon,
Justin,
depending. I'm watching at a dance house.
Hey, Justin, did you know? This is a fun fact for everyone that doesn't know. Don't have to go to the gym every day. And if we do it in the afternoon, by the time it converts and I get it to actually upload, no one can listen to it. It's not like you skip the gym for a day. As we have to come back on Sunday and talk about, God, please let Bray come back. Please, but I will never bitch again for the rest of the week. See how I did that? I'll never bitch again for the rest of the week. If you just bring them back, I mean, what?
Depending if your week starts on a Sunday or Monday.
Monday, because you know, if he doesn't come back, well, there's only one match that's actually intriguing anybody. Well, two, because really they have put a lot of who's going to win between Roman and, because we've seen all the rumors from Mattel and tight, like, you know, action figures with Brock having the like. There's all kinds of stuff. Like, I just think I think it's a perfect time for Roman to go away and then come back at Survivor Series and get it back.
But yet Roman's close to 800 days.
But he can get. I just, again, they had, like you saw it. If I saw it, you saw them releasing the Brock Lesnar action figure with both titles interchanged, like the Elite action figure, like the picture of it. I mean, like no one can, no matter how good someone is at Photoshop, you're not suddenly putting an action figure in a package, you know, and just doing that, I think that would be perfect again, just because Roman can take 2 months off or he can come back at the Rumble to win, to go, and then they can have Mania and, you know, they, it would be perfect. Just enough time. What? He's gone September, October, November, and December. What? And he just shows up at the Rumble unannounced. What? 4 months without him doing his thing? All, like, that would be perfect. I think everyone would be like,
yeah, but
yes!
then we hear the rumblings of Cody Rhodes possibly being ready for the Rumble.
Yes, but think. Or was that leave the chamber? Because that's how they've been doing it. Suddenly, well, whoever wins the chamber gets the title shot. Cody back. I think Cody winning that is better than him winning
the Rumble.
Chamber. I mean, the Rumble. Yeah. Like him coming and surviving that to get a title shot finally, because the way they've been building him. Yeah, that's way better than him shocking people at number 29 at the Rumble. Sorry, 27. Yeah, I think 27 is the most victories, if I remember correctly. 27, it's more than 30.
Yeah, true.
You know, but either way, like it gives Roman months off so we can finally go, God, I could just go.
It's either that or Cody wins a Rumble and Reigns
shows up. No matter what, that's how it has to, that's how it's going to go, because he just needs to go away. No offense to him. What, right now, the title's not being there, especially with new, Triple H being in charge. What, they need the titles back. He knows they need the titles back. You know, and I have no problem believing that Brock would show up for, keep doing what he's doing if he has the belts and beating the bejesus out of people.
Yeah.
Like, look how long he did it before WrestleMania when he knew he was going to lose. Like, this is a different kind of Brock.
True.
I don't know how they did it, but I like Cowboy Brock. No offense. I mean, like, maybe it's because he's finally my brother. He's my brother that weighs 80 more pounds than me, but he's my brother. He's weighs 130 more pounds than you. Big fucking dude. But
yeah.
We'll be back, Saturday at some point. We just have, again, because I had so many technical, ask him what this, the camera for some reason up like three times on me. So I was like, he showed me a shirt and then I vanished and I made sure to text him going, was it because your shirt, bro? Went, my camera locked out again and wouldn't let me do anything until I restarted for some reason. Even though everything
was there was an update. I had to update my Zoom.
Oh, I already did mine. Yeah, 2 days ago. Yesterday, when I did the Wednesdays with Walter thing, I updated it beforehand because I was on before him. I'm always on before him. He wakes up at 6, but somehow I'm waiting for him every morning. But yeah, I already got that done because you only need it once a week. I need it way too much a week. But we'll be back by that again. I still have to try to figure out because there's some matches I'm still going.
Yeah.
Okay, there's some matches, as in the main event. Which way are they going to actually do it between those two? And the Profits and the Usos. Those are the ones I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no offense to the other matches. Bianca's not losing. Liv and Ronda, that's still... I think Ronda's going to win because they didn't bring Ronda back to not have that match with Becky at WrestleMania. It's just the way it is.
Mm.
You know, they brought her back to make up for that shoulder being up for the one count. Absolutely, unequivocally, otherwise she wouldn't be there. If they didn't fuck up that count at WrestleMania where her shoulder's up for the one count, she wouldn't be here right now. Which is why I hope Becky loses, and then we don't see her for a while, and she comes back as the man when the man comes around. In full circle, that comes back, and the man gets the win over Ronda and unified and yada, like, even though it's dumb, I hope she gets that, because there's no other reason for her to come back.
Yeah, like
we ended it with her being pissed about her shoulder being up. Why wouldn't they do it? Look how many times they had someone's shoulder up just between the Usos and the Profits in the last 3 weeks. Like, there's no way that's not why they brought him back, even though Triple H is in charge now. But I'll shut up. Well, we can do this forever. Like, this is what happens when I have to sit there and listen to people talk for forever and not interrupt. I got ADD. Like, I'll admit it, but the concussions did not help. When I have a thought, I have to blurt it out because I lose it. But we'll be back Saturday at some point.
Some point.
Hopefully we'll get, so I'll try to, no later, I'd like to say than noon, 1 o'clock, record it so that way it's up by 4-ish so everyone has a chance to listen. But we'll get it up whenever the hell we can. Again, maybe we'll do that live one on Saturday. Yeah, pre-show. So it's a real live pre-show. So there's no editing. There's no, you can't say, even though I don't edit anything. We could do it. And you'll be all like, aha. So probably on Facebook. Yeah, that's where the people are. So everyone pay attention to that. If you're on Good Pods, please follow the Facebook page. And we could do it live. That seems like the good time. Never mind, because we talked about it being interactive. Live for the pre-show seems to be, a good time to try it. And then if it doesn't work, whatever. But we could do the post-show, like all of it, for pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Premium live events. You know where you have to buy that premium live event if you're not on Peacock? On pay-per-view. Take that, Vince.
One final hoo-ah.
There's not a premium live events section. There's a pay-per-view section. Let me turn that up. It's a $30, it's a $10 word that means nothing. But hopefully we'll go live then. So again, everyone subscribe, comment on this and say that you're doing it on Facebook. Just so I know that everyone's listening, because we will like it. I'll put it out whenever he says, like, give me an hour warning. That's all I ask. Everyone pay attention to the Facebook page. He'll give me an hour warning. I'll tell everyone on the Facebook page, pay attention on Saturday. And then you can be there. We'll do that. There we go. You give me an hour warning, I'll put it on there. Everyone then has time and can't complain. And you can follow it. It's under Wrestling with Ski on there. But, I'd like to do it live. And that way you can comment and tell us what you think as well, which I think is more fun. Because, again, we said we wanted to do this more interactive. Like, it's a normal night, but whatever. But everyone should be up for summer. It's SummerSlam. You better be ready for it. We should be able to go live then.
Damn it.
Thankfully, I can hit the vents angry.
God damn it.
Or... I just don't want to change the picture. I'm sorry about that. That just makes me happy. Doesn't make you happy? You. And we'll be back on Saturday, though. So, again, we have to give a shout-out, Justin, to Matty Ice. Justin is not good pods. At least he's not right there to see it. He doesn't, download everything so he can't see it. But Matty Ice has given us a lot of love.
Good.
He has a good show. Show does Austin. He gives us a good show. I think I forgot about you, Austin. He rates all the episodes for us, so him too. And you should check out theirs to go on Good Pods. There's not very many wrestling shows with a guy named Austin. Wrestling World. It's actually really good. He gives his opinions whenever breaking news happens, and they're really good. So check them out. Yeah, if you're not on Good Pods, why? It's a great platform, but we'll be back Wednesday. So again, comment. That's a big thing. Rate it out on everything. That really helps. Titties and beer. And we'll be back on Saturday. Again, just pay attention to Facebook. When Justin gives me the hour warning, I'll put it on there. And then you guys have more than enough time to get on there. And no one will make sure it's right at an hour mark so you're not confused. God, I hate that shirt. Don't wear it on Saturday.
No, I've got another new one I got for Saturday's episode.
Don't worry. I'll just go live by myself. So, we love you. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for watching. Follow us on everything. Again, Twitter pages, Wrestling Ski, Good Pods. We're on Amazon Music, CastBox. We're on Audible. We're everywhere. So make sure you check those out and follow along. But most importantly, comment and let us know what you think and make sure you're ready for Saturday. So until then, be good to each other and peace.